All right, so thinking about catching some live music in 2024,
Smart move.
we've got this guide here. It's all about snagging tickets online.
But we're not just going to like do the basics here.
Yeah, this is a deep dive.
Going deep on strategy.
Not just buying, but like the whole concert experience.
Yeah, maximizing it. What's interesting is online ticketing has really become the main way to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just, convenience, although that's
There you
huge.
go. Huge.
But there's this whole strategic layer now.
It's true. Like, I'm old enough to remember camping out for tickets,
Oh, yeah.
hoping you're in the right line, the whole thing.
Stressful. Now you've got instant confirmation,
Right.
buyer protection on those good sites. You can compare, see what's out there.
That selection is key. You're not limited to just like your one local venue anymore. You
Yeah.
can see dates, seating, budget, maybe even make a trip out of it.
Ooh, a concertation. I like it.
All right, let's get to the music itself. This guide highlights five tours, gonna be
Yeah.
huge EE in 2024.
Big year.
And they've got some interesting angles to think about. First up, Justin Timberlake, Forget Tomorrow Tour.
World tour.
World tour, running April to December. That's a long one.
That length is significant. Ticket prices sometimes get better later in the tour.
Oh,
It
interesting.
gives smaller cities a chance, and JT specifically, he refines the show as he goes.
So it gets better and better.
By the time it hits you, it's polished. But mark your calendars, tickets on sale February 2nd.
Noted. Next, we're going back to the 90s, New Kids on the Block, Magic Summer Tour.
This is going to be good.
June 2024 to February 2025, catering to that nostalgia.
And NKOTB fans, they are serious.
Oh,
This
yes.
is where fan club pre-sales matter.
Oh, explain that.
So for anyone new to this, pre-sales let dedicated fans buy before the general public.
So it's like our reward for loyalty.
Exactly. It makes all the difference for a group with that level of fandom.
Makes sense. Now, for something a little bittersweet, Rascal Flatts announced their Life is a Highway tour,
Love that name.
but it's their farewell, February 2025 only.
One last chance to see them live. Tickets are going to be hot.
I bet.
If you're diehard, might be worth those VIP packages.
Ooh, yeah, what's better than a meet and greet to say goodbye?
Right.
Okay, switching gears to country, Garth Brooks, continuing his Vegas residency through 2024 and 2025.
Nice.
So if Vegas is already on your list, this is a good combo.
But Garth in Vegas, always high demand. Pro tip here, multiple devices when tickets go on sale.
What, like phone, laptop, everything?
Everything. Increase your chances. Hit that buy button from everywhere.
I've heard of people setting up like a whole command center.
Oh, I believe it.
Okay, last but not least, Taylor Swift. Eras Tour continues rolling through 2024, various countries.
Global
I'm
phenomenon.
already feeling the FOMO.
Keep an eye on her official announcements, dates, and locations still coming.
But that raises a question. What if your city isn't on the list?
Road trip. Maybe an international adventure.
Ooh, I like where your head's at.
This is where online opens up options. Concert becomes a vacation.
Love it. Now, let's talk about getting those tickets once you've picked your show.
All right, game plan.
Our guide says, set up your Ticket Liquidator account now. Why wait?
Exactly, be ready to go. And speaking of being prepared, your internet speed on ticket day
Oh, that's crucial.
can make or break you. Don't let a slow connection be the downfall.
So, maybe not the airport wifey.
Maybe not the most reliable. And don't forget the multi-device thing we talked about.
Right, like have multiple tabs open on your phone, computer, whatever.
Exactly, especially if you want a specific section.
Yeah, gotta be ready. Speaking of seating, be prepared to be flexible.
Good plan.
Have backups if your dream spot is gone. You don't want to be empty-handed.
Heartbreak.
Okay, what about pre-sales? You mentioned them for NKOTB, but any other ways to get early access?
Absolutely. Fan clubs are one way. Some credit cards have it as a perk, too.
Oh, good to know.
Oh.
Now, before we get too carried away with the excitement, budget.
The voice of reason.
It's easy to overspend when you're, caught up in the thrill.
Set a budget beforehand. Stick to it.
Great advice. Okay, we've covered a lot on the ticket buying front.
We have.
Now let's shift gears. What happens after you score those tickets?
The real fun begins.
What are the key things to think about to make the most of it?
Well, first things first, what are you wearing?
Comfort is key, right? But I feel like there's an art to showing your fan spirit, too.
For sure. It's about knowing your audience, the vibe of the artist, their fans. Full-on costume or subtle.
Ooh, good point.
Gotta match the energy.
All right, what about what to bring? Essentials, I mean.
Clear stadium bag is a must these days, but always double-check the venue rules just in case.
Right, those can vary.
And portable charger, obviously. You'll be using your phone a lot.
Photos, videos, checking the set list.
You don't want to be that person begging for a charge.
The low battery anxiety is real.
Food killer.
Anything else you'd recommend?
This one's non-negotiable for me. Earplugs.
Oh, preach.
Protect your hearing. Concerts are loud. You want to enjoy live music for years to come.
It's not just an old person thing either. Anyone who goes regularly should be thinking about this.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, what if you're going out of town for a show?
Planning is key.
Yeah, I bet things book up fast.
Flights, hotels, especially around popular events. Look into package deals. Some sites bundle concert tickets with accommodation.
Ooh, I love a good package deal.
Streamlines everything. Plus, you can maybe extend your trip, explore the city.
Turn it into a whole thing.
Maximize the experience.
Okay, we've covered a lot here, but let's take a moment to pause.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll delve deeper into the art of truly being present at a concert.
The main event.
And making those memories last.
Love it. All right, so the main event, actually, being at the concert, we've got the tickets, the outfit, the charged phone. Now what?
Yeah, what are the, like, pro moves once you're there? I know we talked about arriving early, but beyond just beating the crowd, what's the advantage?
It's about soaking it all up. There's this energy that builds before a show.
Oh, for sure.
You can almost feel it in the air, like a buzz of anticipation.
Yeah, you can feel the crowd getting hyped up. Plus, you have time for merch. Maybe check out the opening act.
Exactly. And speaking of, that's your chance to discover new artists you might not have heard otherwise.
Ooh, that's true. Like a bonus concert within a concert.
Right.
Okay, so lights dim, music starts, the artist takes the stage. What now?
This is where knowing the set list beforehand can really make a difference.
Oh, tell me more.
It's not just about singing along. It's about understanding the flow of the show.
You know when to expect the high energy moments, the ballads, all that.
Right. And it lets you be more present. You're not wondering what song is next. You're just in it.
That's a good point. I've definitely been guilty of spending too much time on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get the perfect picture, video. It's like I'm watching the concert through a screen.
It's a common trap these days.
Yeah.
And the thing is, those memories will be there in your photos and videos.
True.
But you can't recreate the feeling, the energy of the crowd, the music.
It's like reading a travel blog versus actually going there.
Exactly. So take a few pics, maybe a quick video, then put the phone away and soak it all in.
Be present. I like it.
Let yourself get swept up in the magic of live music.
Love that. Okay, we have to talk about something that always makes concerts better. Connecting with other fans.
Yes. It's such a unique aspect. You're surrounded by people who love the same music.
It's like an instant community, right?
Totally.
I've had some of the most interesting conversations with complete strangers at concerts.
It's amazing how music can break down barriers like that.
Yeah, you're bonding over this shared passion for an artist, a song, whatever.
So don't be afraid to chat with people, share that excitement. You might even make some new concert buddies.
Love that. Okay, but before we get too carried away with the social aspect, let's circle back to safety.
Right, important, especially in a big crowd.
Be aware of your surroundings. Don't leave stuff unattended. If something feels off, tell security.
Exactly. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement.
Let your guard down.
But safety first, always.
And if you're driving, designate a driver who stays sober, or even better, ride sharing or public transportation.
Way easier.
Everyone get home safe.
Okay, I think we've covered a lot, from finding tickets online to being at the show.
We have.
But before we wrap, I think there's something bigger we need to touch on.
Ooh, I like this.
We've talked about logistics, strategies, all that, but what is it about live music that really gets to us?
What makes it so powerful, right?
Yeah, it's more than just entertainment.
For sure. Think about it. For centuries, humans have gathered for music together.
That's true.
There's something primal about it, communal.
It taps into something beyond words, right?
Yeah.
It's emotional. It's almost spiritual.
And it goes beyond just you. When everyone's singing along, feeling that energy, there's a sense of unity, a shared experience you don't get anywhere else.
I've had those moments at concerts. I look around and it's people from all walks of life.
All connected. About
different ages, backgrounds, but united by the music. It's powerful. And, you know, live music is unpredictable. There's that spontaneity you don't get with recordings.
Right. The artist might change things up, interact with the crowd differently.
You're witnessing something unique, a moment in time.
Makes it special.
And that becomes part of your memories. Years later, you hear a song, and you're right back there.
I love that.
It's not just the big moments either. It's the little things that stick with you.
A smile from the artist, A sing-along with a stranger.
Those details become part of the experience. It's not just the music, it's the atmosphere, the energy.
It's something you just have to be there for.
Exactly. Now, we focus on these hot tours of 2024.
Yeah, based on this guide.
But what other shows are out there? The music world is vast. There's something for everyone.
It's true. This guide is a starting point, but there's so much more.
Maybe you're into indie, jazz, classical, or a local band you've been wanting to see.
That's part of the fun, discovering new artists, expanding your taste.
And the world of live music is always evolving.
New artists, new genres, new ways to experience it.
So stay curious, keep exploring. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone.
See something new and share your own concert wisdom too.
Yeah, what tips would you add? What have you learned from your own experiences?
What makes a concert unforgettable for you?
We want to know. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about what makes live music so special.
Yeah, it's more than just like going to a show.
Way more. It's this, I don't know, deeper thing.
It really is.
Think about it. For centuries, people have been getting together to experience music.
Yeah, it's not a new thing.
It's primal, communal, like built into us.
It taps into something we can't even explain with words.
Exactly.
It's emotional. It's like visceral.
And it goes beyond just you. When you're in a crowd, everyone's singing, feeling that same energy.
Oh, yeah.
There's unity. You don't get that anywhere else.
I've totally had those moments. You look around and it's like every kind of person.
Doesn't matter.
Different ages, backgrounds, but the music brings them together.
It's powerful. And you know what else? Live music is unpredictable.
Oh, totally. That's part of the fun.
You don't get that with recordings. The artist might change the song, do a solo. Who knows?
You're right there. In the moment, it's special.
And that becomes part of your memory. Years later, you hear that song and bam, you're back there.
It feels. And it's not just the big moments either. Sometimes it's the little things you remember.
Totally.
A look from the artist, singing along with the person next to you.
Those details become part of the whole experience. It's the atmosphere, the energy. You got to be there.
Well said. We've been focused on this guide's picks for the year.
The big names.
But what other shows are out there? You know, there's so much music in the world.
That's the thing. This guide is great, but it's just the beginning.
It gets you thinking.
Maybe you're into indie rock, jazz, classical, or there's that local band you love.
Exactly. And that's part of the fun. Discovering new stuff, expanding your taste.
The world of live music is always changing too.
That's true.
New artists, new sounds, new ways to experience it all.
So stay curious, keep exploring, don't be afraid to try something different.
See what's out there. And share your own concert wisdom.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. What tips do you have? What makes a show unforgettable?
Post on social media. Tag us in your concert picks. Let's keep talking about this stuff.
Because this was just a deep dive. The real adventure starts when you go to those shows.
When the music hits you, the lights are flashing, and you're lost in the moment with everyone else.
So go out there, music lovers, find those shows, make some memories.
Embrace the power of live music. Let it move you.
Until next time, happy concert going.